My name is Sophie Byrne. I would like to have a pedestrian crossing at the entrance.
And what difference would that make, or why do you need it?
Because it would help people get across the road safely, and for people who have mobility issues, it would make it safer for them to cross the road.
So you saw the problem. What have you done about it?
I wrote an email to the councillors to ask to get a pedestrian crossing.
And do you remember what you put in that letter? What did you tell them and what did you ask for?
I mentioned how it's not only inconvenient, but also poses a significant safety risk, and that we were disappointed that despite recent roadworks carried out in November, that there was no crossing installed near our school.
Did you get any response from the councillors having written that letter?
Yeah, we did get a lot of responses. Yeah, a lot of them said that they were going to see what they could do. And one of the councillors also mentioned that she could come to the school to talk about it more.
Right, to look at it firsthand and see exactly what you were outlining to him.
Yeah.
Were you happy with that response?
Yeah, because I didn't expect nothing really to be done about it.
And do you think it's the only way you can address problems like this is to make contact with the people in charge?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. We all thought it was something that needed to be said and brought attention to.
And you, at your keyboard here, sent that message quite clearly across to elected councillors.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Sophie's campaign is well supported by other students in the school. Leaving Cert students Clodagh Mellett, Rihanna Jordan and Sean Kavanagh spoke to Midwest News about the safety concerns at this location and were loud in praise of the junior cycle students' approach.
We are all Leaving Certs here, and in this school the rules is that you can go downtown from TY 5th year in Leaving Cert. So directly when you come out of the avenue, you cross the road and there's a shop there and there's a shop on your right hand side. Now, in fairness, there is two pedestrian crossings up the other side of the town, but it's a fair walk from the entrance of the avenue. So every day, kind of, there's, I'd say, hundreds of people crossing there, coming from school into the shop. And it is dangerous because we had a new road there done. I'd say it was about back in September time. And still, there's been no changes since. And yeah, it's brilliant initiative because it's well needed and it's time for a change now.
Yeah, agreeing with Clodagh, it's needed, especially with the new road and the amount of traffic that's there now, because it's like on your way to Castlebar or Clamorris, wherever you're going. So really, even just like, we don't even have a dip in the pavement, say, for anyone pushing buggies or anything, just to make it more accessible for everyone, really.
So while there are pedestrian crossings in Ball and they're welcome, you would be pointing out that there's a critical one here, and it's the one that so many students and others need, and most people won't opt to walk up the town further to cross. You kind of cross at the nearest point, even though the pedestrian crossing, of course, is the safer option.
That's exactly it. Everyone's going to cross there. It's quicker. So just for safety for all the students and even just the community itself, like, often people are walking in the evening times up the avenue and around. So it's handy to have there for the whole community.
People often see things and they give off about them, but they don't do very much about it. And tell me why you think this particular action by a junior cycle student here makes a difference.
Yeah, we're all so impressed with Sophie's initiative. We would agree that there is a need with the growing number of students in the school and the increased traffic on the road, that there's a need for universal access to cross the road. And the next step then is to get in contact with the local councillors. I believe Cyril Burke's involved, and hopefully we'll see progress in this and to be able to get a pedestrian crossing between the avenue and across to the opposite side of the road.
Because Cyril Burke is a local councillor and he has responded to Sophie's letter saying he wants to come look at it firsthand. Will you be showing him exactly the problem?
Yeah, well, we hope to create a plan to show to Cyril Burke, and hopefully we'll see some progress on this front.
Teresa Walsh is the principal of Ball Secondary School, a school that provides mainstream and special education, blending both and meeting the needs of a wide range of students. She told me more about the school.
We have 480 students in total at the moment, and we have been in existence as a school since 1978. Prior to 1978, it was a boarding school for the St. Louis Sisters.
What's different about this school, I suppose, is the number of special classes and, I suppose, the able to combine particular learning situations and general learning situations and having it all on the one campus, all looking as it's working seamlessly, but I'm sure it's not that easy.
It is working very, very well. We're very proud of what we provide here for the students in the area and for our community. We opened our first special class in September 2013 in response to a need from a student in our local community. We opened the second class in 2016, and then in September 2024, we opened our third special class. So we are providing for up to 18 students in total, and most of those students come from our general hinterland.
And are these students taking part in junior and leaving cycles alongside the ordinary syllabus?
Absolutely. We provide, most students access the mainstream school, which means they access a junior cycle and also go on to study the traditional Leave and Cert or the Leave and Cert Applied. But in addition to that, there's also an L2LP, which is a level two programme that students can access. And from September, we are also going to be able to provide a new senior cycle programme as well. And this that's quite brand new. It's part of the new initiative for an option for students who move through the L2LP programme at junior level, so that there's now a provision for them for the senior cycle as well.
So Sophie is a junior cycle student here in the school, and she's led a campaign that has got a lot of publicity.
It has indeed. And of course, that is in response to a need again, because the school has grown phenomenally over the last number of years, and which means that we have just under 500 students entering and exiting here every single morning and evening. And we're on a very, very busy thoroughfare here at the end of the avenue. So all of those students, while some travel on buses, many do walk or cycle, and they have to cross a busy road. And of course, it's not only able-bodied students. We also have, from a universal access point of view, it's for students who might also have some disabilities or need some assistance in crossing the road.
It's a busy place, Ball. It's along the N60, a busy route, and then it's famous for its very wide streets. So you really need a pedestrian crossing to be safe in areas like this.
It is. And of course, there is already a pedestrian crossing in Ball, and that is providing a great service for the community. However, it is located somewhat up the street. And I suppose really, teenagers being teenagers and adults being adults as well, we will always, as the crow flies, we liked the shortest point, and we find that. But of course, as well, the pavements, it's not only for the able-bodied, as I said, it also would be great to have a provision for a universal access to cross the street for everybody.